There are scenes of desperation and anger in Italy's south as brush fires spread across vast areas and firefighters struggle to cope with dramatic situations. Thousands of tourists have been trapped on beaches. Holidaymakers escaping the flames rush to the beach in bathing suits, leaving all their belongings behind in their campsites and apartments. Emergency services use patrol boats and helicopters to evacuate 4,000 tourists and residents to safety. However, there were many complaints about the delays in rescue operations and a lack of water.
Noi siamo vivi per miracolo. Dobbiamo dire grazie al Signore.
This woman was in despair. She says it is a miracle that she and her son are alive. She credits God, not the rescuers. She says she spent 3 hours at sea holding her 10-month-old son's head above water. In Peschici and Puglia, people were forced to evacuate a hotel and several camp and tourist sites. Residents were devastated by their experience. Even the cemetery was burning. This man says he has never seen anything like a cemetery burning. He says no one showed up to deal with the fires for 4 hours. The head of Italy's Civil Defense Authority, Guido Bertolaso, says it was very likely the series of fires devastating the region were deliberately started. Summer wildfires are common in Italy. The country has been hit by a heat wave with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. Weather reports say these temperatures are not expected to ease in the next few days. Bertolaso says the current situation is unprecedented.
Ma in Italia si sono verificate condizioni di temperatura climatica.
He says Italy has never experienced conditions like this before. Temperatures in the south have reached 45 degrees with 0% humidity. Add consistent winds and it is a perfect recipe for wildfires. He says that in a half hour, a drop match can incinerate a small forest. Italy has the largest firefighting fleet in Europe, but Bertolaso says it was impossible to react to the 100 calls received for planes Tuesday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.